Meanwhile, Pakistan has strongly condemned the latest U.S. drone attack, which killed at least 4 people in the North Waziristan region. The foreign ministry has said in a statement that the unilateral strikes are in violation of the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The statement also said that Islamabad has repeatedly urged Washington to bring an immediate end to drone strikes. U.S. unmanned aircraft regularly target the North Waziristan tribal area near the Afghan border. Today's attack is the second strike in less than 24 hours. Just yesterday, 6 people were killed in the Dargamandi area, also in North Waziristan. U.S. drone attacks are very unpopular in Pakistan. Washington claims these strikes target militants, but casualty figures show civilians are often the victims of the non-UN sanctioned attacks. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Javed Rana, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Now, Javed, would it be fair to say that Nawaz Sharif's speech and condemnation of these drone strikes has fallen on deaf ears?
Well, it is, because it is a, I think, tactics by the government to prolong the situation as it exists today on the ground in Pakistan. There was a lot of pressure on the government. The government had promised to bring an end to the U.S. drone strikes in country's tribal region. Now, I think they have come out with some sort of legal mechanism where they know they cannot get it done, and they are trying to delay it. They have gone to the UN Security Council, and there are legal nitty-gritties they are going to go along with. But the fact of the matter is that whenever, supposedly, we don't know in what manner Pakistani government is going to proceed legally, but supposedly if there is any resolution is moved against the U.S. drone strikes in the Security Council, the net result is quite clear. Americans are going to veto it. So practically, I was talking to one of the legal experts who has been a diplomat. He's saying that practically Pakistan's going to the UN Security Council does not hold much prospects. It is more of politics because the ground reality speak the other way around. So Americans are going to veto it if at all Pakistan moves to the UN Security Council at the end of the day, though we have been hearing a lot of noise from the government of Pakistan that they are moving this time around. Remember, there was a lot of pressure on the government. Opposition parties and people wanted government to shoot down the U.S. drones operating in country's tribal region. And it was a middle ground that the government found that let's try first diplomatically and legally at the U.N. Security Council. That is happening now. We don't know how much time it would take, but it seems it is yet another delaying tactic, perhaps in a more sophisticated form.
Okay, Javed, thanks a lot for that.